Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, our presence automatically liberates others.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger.
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the f***ing mold, guys. You get the f*** out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable, we shouldn't do this, you say, yes, I'm going to introduce myself to it.
It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
If you pay now, you'll get a play later. But if you just play now, you'll severely pay later. My dad used to say, be a person that everybody around you has to play catch up. I love that.
The fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to accomplish your goals.
If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. It takes courage to pursue your dream. Most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream because you're going to have to hurt a little bit. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss.
And the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You gotta achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference, because when I make the difference, I'm the best.
It just takes work. Shitloads and shitloads of work. Every time I try and dress it up or cut a corner, I get brutally reminded, the work just needs doing. The work doesn't care who you are. It just cares that it gets done.
I think if you want to be the best at something, I'm not talking being good. I'm talking about you want to be the best at something. I think you need to be a little bit obsessed. The reason why I was successful is not because I think I was more gifted or, you know, I work harder. It's just because I was ready to do that sacrifice, you know?
Yeah.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. To be the best in the world at what you do, it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
It's in my head 24/7. There's nothing else I can think. I don't think about nothing else. And that's it. I'm just curious. Curiously, fascinatedly. And I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else. If it's not got to do, fine.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. During those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
3:30 in the morning. Why not, man? Most of my competition's just going to be getting up in a couple hours. I'll be getting up at time, too, because I got a plane to catch. It's 7 a.m. It's 3:30 right now. I'll get my sleep on the plane or something, man. But I'll never look back and say, you know what? There's some hours, some pockets of my existence where I could have applied more. And now, later in life, when I came up short, I go, man, that's where I could have picked up a few inches. Could have picked up a little bit more there, a little bit more there. And that would have made the difference with my hand being raised or not. No. I'm the best I can be moving forward. I've done that. I've solidified that through all my hard work in here. Giving my all now so I never have to wonder what if later.
I'm on a journey of life. And we all have a different journey. And I want to be in my pine box. I want to be able to look back on my life when I'm all dead and be so proud of myself forever. This is all temporary to me. I want to be forever proud of who I was as a man and change who I used to be. The liar, the insecure guy, the guy who can, whatever. I want to be proud. If I die now, if I die at 80, if I die at 90, 100, I want to look at myself and say, proud of myself.
One of my most powerful motivational frames is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. I want to be bulletproof. And I think about that man. If I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp.
Everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily.
Do people realize that it's less crowded on the road to success than the road to mediocrity? The bumpiest ride on a plane is what? When you take it off. When they want to be average and mediocre, that's crowded. So many people just want to be average and mediocre. It's crowded. Go be great.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't crowded up there.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The greatness is right in you. That's why, once again, I'll say this a million times here, I do not feel sorry for you. This is what it looks like. And you know what, too? I hate to tell you, what it looks like is ugly. It's not a documentary. It's not an HBO special. Hard work looks horrible. Looks like a man being stuck in a f***ing dungeon. But you had the f***ing key.
There was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean? To get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus and that's it.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb. To be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
Everybody always says practice, repetition is the mother of skill. See, when I trained and I practiced and I was speaking, I didn't practice until I got it right. I practiced until I couldn't get it wrong. Write this down. Don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you can't, underline can't, get it wrong.
You got to understand this thing called success is a process. The dream is absolutely free. The hustle and grind is sold separately. Get your grind on, hustle. Put your head down, quit looking up. Get your head down and hustle. Hustle. Success is not how far you've gotten. Success is how far you've gotten from where you started.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sports, but in life.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
Your motivation. Your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great. Yeah. And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable.
Set a time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength. So I'm just figuring myself out like I've never figured myself out before.
Kevin Durant's favorite quote is, hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. What does that quote mean to you, Kevin?
It means no matter how good you are, if you don't work hard, nothing will happen for you. So I always use that quote. I instilled it in myself that no matter how good I am, I got to keep working.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
People use things as an excuse, you know what I mean? Okay, something's off, so I can just chill on everything now. But it's important not to do that. You know what I mean? You've got to focus on what you can do, not what you cannot do, because that will consume you. If you focus on what you can do, sooner or later, you're going to be able to do absolutely everything. There's always, 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 always something you can do.
You need to work on yourself. We need to get stronger. We need to get ballsier. We need to get tougher. The strength and fighting and resistance, it does not only make the muscle grow, but it makes also your head grow, makes you a stronger person.
Difference between a hero and a coward. There ain't no difference. Inside, they're both exactly alike. Both scared of dying or getting hurt. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero. What the other guy doesn't do makes him a coward.
The quote goes like this: one day or day one. One day or day one.
There's a great Chinese expression, a great old proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. It's like, it's a rush of blood to the head. Yeah. It's like, I've got one in life and this is it and we're in it right now and there isn't a second to waste. Yeah. Let's do this. What are we doing? What am I doing? What's exciting? What's fun? What's and kind of stand or fall, it doesn't matter.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It comes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. That thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do.
I think what's risky is living your life and never trying for anything and never doing something brave and never getting yourself scared. And
are you scared?
In a good way.
To me, what's unhealthy is living an unhealthy life. To me, what's unhealthy is getting up and going through the same day every day of your life, 9 to 5 in an office or in a... That's unhealthy. That beats your mind. I love what I do, and that's why I'm doing what I love. That's why it's become a career for me, because I love it. So I don't think it's unhealthy. I feel good in my mind. It's my life.
In life, you have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do and just go and get it.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. It was on me. And that's what thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn. You know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this. Life is hard, and my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go into the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that, because it just makes you stronger.
I've lost in kickboxing, I've lost in boxing, I've lost in life, I've lost in love, I've lost in family. Like, life is, you know, you don't just win all the time, it's wins and losses, so you roll with the punches.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, we'll change. It will change. You play poker, you can run bad forever, but it will eventually turn around once you grasp the understanding of the game. Eventually, it's going to turn around.
It's very important to sort of move on. And I think also losses make you stronger. It's important to learn out of those mistakes. And then you become better and a better player. You work harder. You know, a light goes up in your head. And you're like, you know what? I think I understand now what I need to improve.
Your ability to persist in the face of setbacks and disappointments is vital to all great achievement, and it's always a decision that you make. It's not the external environment, it's always the internal environment.
You got to stop with all this "I can't catch a break" shit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks, but you know what I did? I stayed up,
yeah,
and I thought through it, and I figured out what the fuck I did wrong, and then I went back. It's like I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has, but you got to realize when you have those breaks, what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take ownership. It's hard to swallow the bitter pill that wherever you find yourself, at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. That's hard. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Life is very much like snowboarding. When you're up in the mountain, either you have the experience through getting f***ed up by the mountain, or you're going to learn. But the question is, what are the mountains in your life that you need to conquer, that you need to go down, that you need to get f***ed up in order to level up? And the better you become snowboarding by practice and repetition and getting f***ed up and getting hurt and getting back up and getting back up. And it's a sport of very much learning and learning and learning, constantly adapting, constantly moving. And if you can take that principle and apply it to life, then life now becomes very much like a mountain. It's very fun. You can cruise it and understand that f***ing up is okay, because it's going to allow you to grow and to level up and become your fullest potential.
And I'll put myself right out there for the risk of it, and I will fail, and it's okay to fail. In fact, you learn more from failing and humiliation in my game than any other that I know.
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. A lot of people ask me, you proud of something? I'm very proud of. I never give up. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
Don't wait until they tell you you are ready. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better.
Just keep stacking days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. My coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
So at those times where you're questioning if you have anything left, no, a day from then, a week from then, a month from then, a year from then, you will never remember the discomfort of the pain. You will always remember the pride of the accomplishment. That lives on. That's why pain is temporary. Pride is forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all, tenfold.
You can get stronger, you can get wiser, and you can get better. See, before I understood, when it was winter, I used to wish it was summer. When it was hard, I used to wish it was easy. I didn't know. The winters won't change, but you can. And that's how life changes for you. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
I always questioned myself in the best of times, even when I was world number one for many, many weeks and months in a row. At certain times during the year, I said, what can I improve? What do I need to change? Because if you don't do anything, or you just do the same thing over and over again, you stay the same. And staying the same means going backwards, because the other guys are working hard and improving. So I always needed to find ways to improve my game as well.
People don't like greatness. They envy it.
Yeah.
And that's the pressure you feel, you know, because you want to prove them wrong so bad. But at the end of the day, you're really just trying to prove yourself right. So when you start to think about, you know, the pressure and the hate and all of that stuff, it just adds on and distracts you from where you're trying to go. But I knew I had to keep pushing. So every time I hit a milestone, it wasn't a celebration. It was just like,
yeah,
let's keep going.
It's another step,
you know,
in the journey.
Because they waiting going on us to fall off. Right. You know what I'm saying?
We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Actively challenge yourself, because that's where growth happens, not from comfort. Growth happens from, you know, challenges in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you've been embarrassed, whether you lose, whether you come up short, or whether you intentionally challenge yourself on purpose, or right, confrontation, whatever you want to call it. Those are the moments where in my life, or really everybody's life, where you start to be like, okay, here's where the growth was indicated from.
It's hard to grow when you're comfortable.
you're not stretching yourself, you're not stretching your limits, you know, you're just in your comfort zone. So when I left a small city in North Carolina, 200,000 people, 150,000 people, and came to New York with 8 million, 10 million people, I was for sure uncomfortable. I felt some nerves, but more importantly, I felt focused and I felt ready for the task. So I had to get out of my comfort zone to make it happen.
I don't like being too comfortable. Once you get used to it, it's hard to give up. I want to stay hungry.
Things just be calm. When things are going well, be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world in a sense. You always got to be wary because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. You got to like just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that.
But everyone out there whose dreams are scaring you, who dreams make you want to quit, just don't quit. It's good. Your dreams should be big. They should be scary. Just keep pushing through. I have this thing I say, champion mentality. It's not about winning. It's not about a trophy. It's about having no quit. It's about giving everything you have so that when you show up on game day, before the results are over, you're proud of yourself. You know the work you put in.
We did not come this far to just break down and lose now.
Everything's not always about winning and losing. I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Once you've launched towards your goal, never consider the possibility of failure. Always forward, never backward. Never consider the possibility of failure. The biggest goal in the world can be accomplished if you just take it one oil barrel at a time.
If you tell yourself enough times that it's possible, it can be possible. And I know it sounds crazy and I know it sounds fugazi, but imagine every single day instead of saying, my day sucks, instead of complaining about your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers, imagine your entire mindset was just like, it's possible to get to the next level. It's possible to be great. It's possible to make more money. It's possible to be more healthy. And your entire perspective on life, your worldview was positive. Even if you had to lie yourself into believing that. Sometimes you have to create a delusion, right? A delusion that is so far out there that people will think you're crazy.
What was the biggest lie you were told?
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any bit. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny. That if you just do the thing that they tell you you can't, then it's done. And you realize it is that simple. That it always was.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Love your life, right? You know, find the things that you can enjoy. Be curious. I'm a hardcore believer that everybody has something that they're really, really, really good at. That could be world-class great, every single human being on this planet. And the hard part is just finding what that is. Be curious so you can find out what it is. For anybody young out there listening, you know, enjoy your life, find things to smile about, be curious, read, watch, expose yourself to as many different ideas as you can, because something's gonna click at some point. You may be 15, you may be 25, you may be 55. But it can happen.
Impose on yourself the self-development of being in charge. Society doesn't require that you build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. That's not a requirement of society. It's a requirement you impose on yourself. To build a financial wall around your family, nothing can get through.
In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people are thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best.
I don't believe in talent.
I'm here because I worked hard my whole life. Without that work, no one in this room would know who I am except my family. So to all the kids around the world watching and aspiring to be like one of us or even on the stage someday, put the work in and watch the magical ride you go on.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I hope every one of you behind the screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. I hope all of you can feel how happy I am just one time in your life. But guess what? You will never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try and on you, when they talk about you, and they try and put their foot on your neck. If you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind and feel this level of happiness as you rise one time in your life. But I'm blessed to be able to feel this again and again and again and again and again.
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back to bring a championship to the city. I gave everything that I had. I poured my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest role, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me? They're saying this is what he want me to do.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So keep working. Keep striving. Never give up. Fall down 7 times. Get up 8. See you at work.
What I tell people is just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have. All you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do, or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day. And I hope I inspire people all around the world to just be themselves, be humble, and be grateful for all the blessings in your life. And I'm truly honored to be your MVP this year. So thank you very much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.